telling you, there's just a different attitude here in Florida. There's an attitude of freedom. There's an air of freedom. And it's palpable. It's just different. I'm telling you. We come from the frozen north where it is lockdowns and extensions of, you know, restaurants only having 25% capacity, so on and so forth. Not true here. So it feels good. But let's get back to the concerns at hand. Not only is it Joe Biden that the Democrats don't trust. Okay, so that's an important story, right? That is an important. When Democrats say that our guy, the guy that we claim got more votes than any candidate in American history for president, 81 million they claim, and they tell us do not ask any questions. That's the way it is. Shut up. And if you say anything, they cancel you. They target you. They try to destroy your advertisers. They try to destroy your platform to speak. They try to silence you and censor you. All of those things. But that's not. But just the beginning of the problem, because in the last few days we've had the opportunity now to hear from some of the people that have been put forth by this administration, and I say administration, not the president, because really, how much involvement do you think he really has here? He can't have the nuclear codes. He's napping. Jilly's taking care of him, of course. Take your medicine, Joe. Just take your medicine. Go back to bed. Night, night, Joey. Go back to bed. And so she's, of course, looking after him. And they put up these people to become members of the cabinet. One of the most ridiculous is Deb Haaland. I guess that's how you say her name. And they were talking about her when they put her up. Well, it's the first Native American to do this and be the Department of the Interior and so on and so forth. The problem is she doesn't seem to know much about anything. In fact, she knows so little, it's frightening. I want to start with Bite 5. Deb Haaland has been put up to be the secretary for the Department of the Interior, so control over oil drilling and natural gas and coal and all of these things that certainly affect western states and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and critical energy states, Texas, of course. And so she has asked about the banning of drilling. If drilling is banned on federal lands, which seems to be the next step here, they've gotten rid of the leasing, at least short term, of federal lands for new oil and gas exploration. They say, well, it's just for, you know, new exploration. Well, yeah, but that's how it's done. You have to go from well to well and place to place to make sure you've got enough oil and gas in the pipeline, which they're going to close those too, but for now in the pipeline. Otherwise, you're going to run short. So, Bite 5, she's asked if banning the drilling of oil and gas will increase the amount of energy we need to import from foreign countries that don't care about such environmental concerns as we do. Will drilling being banned here force people like the Russians or others to drill and create more pollution? Bite 5, go.
Question in regard to the federal lands and first, would you expect imports of foreign oil to go up or down if we stop developing oil and gas on federal lands?
Senator, I would absolutely, if I'm confirmed, ask to be briefed on this issue and would be more than happy to continue a conversation with you on it.
If we don't produce oil here, then it's logical that we're going to import more from places like Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and other places. Do you think their environmental standards are better than ours or not?
Senator, I am not altogether briefed on the environmental standards of other countries currently, but I am proud that here in the United States that we have put the safety and health of our workers as a priority.
Not the jobs of our workers, of course. Jobs are not important. Family income and making sure that the mortgage is paid and car payments are being made on time, that doesn't matter, of course. Just cancel the pipelines, union workers be damned. Meanwhile, not that long ago, Deb Haaland said we must reverse advancements, ban drilling, ban fracking. This is before she became the nominee. Go to Bite 6. This is a going to the library and pulling it off the shelf, not too distant past, of what she had to say before she became the nominee. Go.
What I learned also from being the chair of the National Parks, Forests, and Public Lands is that 25% of our carbon is emitted from our public lands. 25% of greenhouse gases just on our public lands alone. And so I'm sure you would agree with me that we should have our public lands used to help generate renewable energy instead of using them for folks to drill and frack on our public lands. This country is a significant consumer of fossil fuels. We need to be a leader and reverse what has only accelerated in the past 4 years.
She snuck it in there. This has always been the argument from the left. She snuck it in there. You might have missed it. But America is too greedy. America is too wealthy. Americans want too much, consume too much, use too much. Therefore, we must stop America. It's the anti-America message she snuck in there. You see, we are mass consumers of fossil fuels. I want to get one more in. Because like I said, when it comes to jobs, she does not care. When it comes to jobs, this administration does not care about the average American. They do not care about what happens to you. They want power and they want the control. Go to Bite 8. This is another example of Deb Haaland, the nominee to be the Interior Department Secretary, who says jobs, what are you talking about? Go.
Are you aware of any evidence that suggests that a ban on oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters was going to reduce the world's total production of oil and gas?
No, sir.
Yeah, and are we aware of any evidence that suggests that a ban on oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters is going to reduce the world's total consumption of oil and gas?
Ranking member, I haven't actually looked at all of these statistics, but I believe that it's a situation where everyone should work together.
And hold hands and sing kumbaya. She forgot that part. We should all just, you know, I haven't looked at that. I don't know who's losing their job. But if we just all work together, we can all get along. We'll be friends. Of course, we'll sit in the dark with candles because there'll be no electricity. And then that hand you feel, that's Andrew Cuomo in the dark. All right, quick break. It's 25 after here on the Steve Greer Show. We'll be right back.